you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday was the 1st of December. And the 1st of December is World AIDS Day. In 2006, I used to do an HIV awareness show. It was sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It was called Interview Based Uncensored. And I learned quite a lot about just sexual reproductive health doing that show. Learned a lot about post-exposure prophylactic treatment. But I also understood the importance of getting the message out there, because there's a lot of misconceptions, or at least there was back in the days, like 2006, right? And I'm not sure if those misconceptions have changed now, or if people just relate to HIV differently. When we were growing up, it was a big deal. You actually wanted to behave in a certain manner because you didn't want to contract HIV. Having said that, though, we also needed to get rid of the stigma of those who already had HIV, because just because, for example, you may be HIV positive, it doesn't make you any less of a person. I get the sense these days, though, that there isn't that much of an emphasis that's put on it. We don't make that big of a deal. And I don't know if that leads people to behave a lot more recklessly, or if it's just a matter of, actually now it's kind of like, really, you can live without the messaging.
I think it's because now we see it as just another chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
That it's become one of those, if I contract it, I know I can be on ARVs. I mean, just yesterday it was World HIV AIDS Day.
Mm.
And I didn't really see much hoo-ha, hey?
That's exactly it. Mm. It could have been that it was also on a weekend.
Even still, though, I mean, we've had many. Even on a weekend, you see campaigns, you see billboards everywhere, you know, on television, on radio, it's everywhere. Now, like I say, I feel like we just look at it as just another chronic illness. If I contract HIV, I can go get ARVs and I'm fine.
But also, even organizations like UNAIDS, for example, right? They've been having their funding reduced year on year.
Mm.
And this year is going to get reduced again. You see now Trump again. Trump's not going to play that.
Mm.
He's going to pull majority of it. And these things, unfortunately, need money to work.
Mm. Yeah, funny enough, one of my neighbors, this guy from Portugal, works for UNAIDS and was complaining about that, the fact that there isn't any funding in the US as well, isn't pumping money anymore into it. And you're right, when you look around, it's not like before.
Mm.
There used to be stickers on our pencil cases. There was just so much education around the thing. And I think people are still going out there and being reckless, like you're saying. However, people are taking medication, because even with me personally, it's been a while where I heard, hey, someone passed away due to this.
Yeah.
But we are seeing the stats come out. People are still contracting it, but people are living with it.
Yeah. But you're going to say, even with me personally, it's been a while since I took my medication.
I didn't know where that was
going. Why? You know why? But put the weight. So, you know what the thing is? I feel that there's a lack of educational awareness with everything.
Yeah.
Even with elections this year.
Mm.
Jay, again, growing up, I don't know if it was because we were young and we were obviously in the circles where education was prevalent.
Yeah.
But it felt like we were force-fed a lot of these messages. City, Soul City, Soul Buddies, Zonkalers. Now, I don't really see much effort.
I think it's there. But now you've got a lot of mediums. So there's a lot of competition. Many people are on Twitter and TikTok and all of these places. Perhaps that's where people like UNAIDS need to move to. But speaking of UNAIDS, I spoke to them on Friday. They had published a report. Very important that there's still quite a lot, what Saul was saying, quite a lot of people still contracting HIV to this day, which is quite problematic when you were stating that we now have PrEP and PEP. So PrEP being the pre-exposure prophylaxis and then the post-exposure prophylaxis. So in this instance, if many people know about these two, you shouldn't be seeing a lot of people actually contracting HIV. And there's also the U equals U, that for those who take their medication consistently, they then are undetected and they wouldn't transmit the disease.
Mm.
So it's quite problematic that you still hear of people contracting it.
100%. So give us a shout and let us know. Do you feel like the messaging is just different, or maybe even non-existent these days.
Mm.
What is it that you think we should be teaching the kids that come out in South Africa? And also just kids of the world.
Would you not say part of the problem is that even us as parents, we've now taken issue with schools teaching sex education? Because therein lies another problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not wanting the schools to teach children about sex education, but you're not doing it at home, where are the kids supposed to get the information from?
In Valley, why don't parents want their kids to be taught sex education
in school? I'm sure it's the belief that if you teach it, you are encouraging it.
They'll want to experiment.
You're introducing them to sex.
But we are talking. We are the generation that is talking to our children.
But we were taught sex education in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, but now maybe they're right. Because no, look, everybody in the studio has got kids. Hmm?
Well.
That ends up.
Older.
Give us a shout and let us know. 086-000-0959.
Definitely there's less awareness and less campaigns. But also I think the one thing we're also just forgetting, which I don't understand why it's not publicized as much, is the use of PrEP. PrEP, PrEP, PrEP. Everyone should be on PrEP. Not just queer individuals like gay men, but also straight people need to get on PrEP. People need to get on PrEP. You know, it just limits your chances of contracting HIV as well. And people take your ARVs, you know, undetectable equals untransmissible. So we can defeat this thing. We really can.
I believe we would see like HIV awareness now has just decreased, especially after COVID. People became more or used to like chronic illness now. So HIV no longer slaps their way. As born, please,
it no longer slaps.
Tinamaskula, we used to get visits at school from the Love Life, teaching us about sexual awareness and all of that. So manje, it's very like as in ngathi into normal. Ukuthi abantu baphile nayo kahada umuntu abe ne-HIV than ukuthi ahlupheke vele just to get that, you know, that aid, that financial aid vele ayitholayo from the government. You know, it's normal manje ukuthi umuntu abe ne-HIV. Back then vele besisaba ngoba Love Life campaigns used to, you know, teach us about this.
Yeah, and they did actually. Like we said, there used to be a lot of campaigns. And not necessarily campaigns that stigmatized what HIV was, but just taught you the pertinent information.
I just think this is indicative of the sign of the times we find ourselves in. We've become a society that is okay with permitting the ills to prosper and fester. And I just think we're a generation that believes that a cure is better than prevention. We have ease of access to a lot of things. And nowadays, HIV is just one of those things. You pop a pill and that's it. Back then, it was a cocktail of medication. And yeah, I just think that's just where we find ourselves. We just don't care. It's ignorance.
Mm. So I read an article yesterday that basically stated that if we wanted to, as the world, we could eradicate HIV as a whole.
It is a will.
They just said we are not willing to because, well, pharmaceutical companies obviously make a lot of money from treatment. And also just human behavior. If you listen to, for example, even this segment, people are just mostly talking about treatments, but not necessarily prevention. And there are some things you could do just to prevent contracting HIV to begin with.
I mean, think about it. If the entire globe could collectively have come together against COVID-19, why has it taken you so long to find something that's going to eradicate this? Because it became prevalent in the 80s.
But even there, there's people that are anti-vaxxers. There's people till this day that swear by not getting vaccinated.
I get that. But the fact is, if you could eradicate polio today because of vaccines and whatnot, then why is there no will to do this? It's because we're making money.
And we almost did eradicate polio. And guess what happened? Somebody started a rumor that vaccines are linked to autism in kids. Mm. And then now people do want to take their kids to get vaccinated and polio is back in the game. Sometimes I feel like as humanity, we get what we deserve, Nat. Honestly. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Ah, since the world. As is our bony king and HIV, to be honest, compared to you, sugar and cancer. You take ARVs, you live your life. So as it's a from this one, that much before. Especially so I heard that much because of Bibula Labant. Maji, when was the last time you saw Mutushuni via HIV? I say good idea.
There was a lot of this sexual education in when we were growing up. I remember even at the robots, they used to hand out condoms. Although the condoms were had the pamphlets stapled through the packages, but nonetheless, there were even condoms being handed out at the robots. So there was quite a lot. It was so in your face during that time. I'm also wondering where it's gone.
On my side, I think I want to have that mindset with tata leto, gapilega. You know, that may be a joke, but it's not actually a joke. It's something that seriously needs to be emphasized in terms of awareness. You know, I think the government needs to do more.
Let me tell you, in Botswana, for example, right? In 2006, I remember specifically, they had a partnership. The government had a partnership with Durex. That's how serious they were taking the issue of HIV and AIDS. Again, obviously, a smaller population. So percentage-wise, they had been decimated by the HIV pandemic.
Ilandini yofuna iprep ebar I think ngayi 3 bahlezi bengitshela ukuthi umuntu unikezana ngeprep akekho selifini bathi makuye intombazana bayinikeza so mfuna ukwazi ukuthi iprep bayenzele ukuthi isetyenziswa abantu besimame than thina amajida.
That's a good question. I don't know why they would have said that, actually.
Doesn't make sense. It's for everyone because it works on everyone. Yes, there's other people, obviously, who are in maybe the sex work industry, which are females, who'd use it more. But generally, I'd like to believe everyone has access to it.
But maybe there is an issue where they prioritize women because women are more prone, based on the research that we see, specifically young girls, to infection.
True.
So maybe that's why.
Currently, we do not have any education about HIV and AIDS. And if you can check, most teens, they are born HIV. And that's when we need to teach them, kakhulu, like we were taught at school, about the dangers of HIV and AIDS. But now we are very chilled about it, and it's because people are living with it. And it's just another chronic illness that we have. But our government is not doing that much, and even parents as well.
Sizwana amakampeni awaseka awaseko nhlobo. Nabo abantu abasayisabi le nto. I think government uyabona ukuthi abasayisabi le nto. Sabakutsho ukuthi ngcono ngibe nayo than ukuba noshukela. Uyabona umuntu asabe ukuba ne-diabetes, aprefer ukuba ne-HIV. Athi hayi, ngcono ngiphuza iphilisi eli-one than ukuyihlaba nge-insulin. Like, yabo ukuthi ayisathusi, man. Like the other guy said, it no longer slaps like it used to. And angeke kusababona bakutshela ukuthi hayi ubulawe yi-TB.
Mina kunento engifisa ukuyazi engayi-understandiyo. Like ngaya ilandi ngiyofuna i-prep ebhar, I think ngayi-3 bahlezi bengitshela ukuthi umuntu unikezana nge-prep akekho selifini. Bathi makuya intombazana bayinikeza. So mfuna ukwazi ukuthi i-prep bayenzele ukuthi isetyenziswa abantu besimame than thina amajita.
My issue is with the parents, like the mothers, that the ones that don't speak, go to clinic, telling their nurses when they give birth that they have HIV. And then now they give their kids HIV. So it's a generational something. It goes from a parent to a child, and a child not knowing. Banabaruna these days are doing things in jail. And they are just spreading everything around. So my issue is with the parents. If parents can just be honest with the doctors when they give birth, and then maybe we can try to minimize.
Good morning, team. It's Bulelwa. I work as a nurse at community level. And I just feel like the messaging is not enough. Our people are still ignorant. People believe that it won't happen to them. People don't want to be on PrEP. Despite the amount of information and education that we give to them, they don't want it. When people are exposed, they believe to know it won't happen to them. They cannot get the disease. They don't even come through for the PEP. So
I think we need to be force-fed these messages. They need to bring back the adverts, the shows, the works, so that the awareness can be there amongst our communities. Thanks.
And if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.